And he said, no. And the wine translated to Hebrew. You know why? Because you cannot translate it properly. He gave one example. How do you translate the kanina? Our word. New Rabbi, I have some people in the room. I see a nice large number of people. The Hebraists among us. How would you translate the kanina into Hebrew? I know what I would say. No one wants to say it. No one's volunteer. The kanina is the kaninu. The kaninu. But they want to be a little more technical. They suggested the kibalnu bikinyan. And Rav Roth says, you're wrong. The kanina means the kanina mimenu, not the kibalnu kinyan. Kibalnu kinyan is a bad text. And if you write that quote, apparently Rav Roth held the word of Kanina is missing, it's no good, it's mistranslated, it's also no good. So the question becomes, so much so, what's the big deal? A shtar can collect from a shabadim without a kinyan. Maybe Rav Roth is only exaggerating, Rav Shulam Roth. He didn't want to translate it, but he didn't really mean it. And Rabbi Yoshi goes further than that. He says, you know, we say three times in the Ksuba, Hakol Kibel Olav, Ploni Ben Ploni Chasan Denan, Dara 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 Dara. So Rabbi Yoshi said, Hakol Kibel Olav sounds like Lashon Kinyan. And what's the last, remember the last line in the Ksuba, you have it with you? Open your Ksuba, what's the last line in the Ksuba? You have it in front of you? The very last line. Right before the words we're going to get to soon, I call Shor V'Kayim. The last four words. No, what are they? The last four words before Shor V'Kayim? Doc, what are they? Before Hakol. The Mana, the Kosher, the Mikliyabay, right? What's the last four words before? What do they mean? You use a Kli, which is Kosher, to make a Kenyan, but obviously you can become a Kenyan. Why are you mentioning that otherwise? It's ridiculous to mention Mana the Kosher Makanyabe if you're not going to Kabul Kenya with it. So it's obvious you did it. So therefore, there's no problem if the word is missing. The only problem is the space is there. You may forge it according to Rabbi Yashi. This is the verb which we see. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this concludes part one of today's shir. And now I begin part two of today's shir, Rabbi Osai. Part two of today's shir is the new Maramakomas, believe it or not, the very first item. So those who have, yes, though.
I don't understand. What's the concern with forging the kanina more than forging any other part of the ksuba?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. That's the operative word in the ksuba. The whole ksuba is confirming that the husband accepted upon himself his obligations. How do you do it? He picked up the handkerchief. That's how he accepts the obligation. So they chose that word to leave out because it looked like left out another word also. We'll see soon about the idea of Berzik and Shikl. That's Mamash, we're talking about that right now, this minute. Rabbi Osai, you have the Gemara Ksubas in front of you? I hope so. Open to the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, Pei Hei Amid Aleph. Okay? Pei Hei Amid Aleph Masech Ksubas. I hope, I don't know if you have your Maramah Komas in front of you, you got it all on email.
I printed them out for everyone.
Oh, thank you, though. Hey, hey, Abosai Amid Aleph. Let's see the Gemara, please. Everyone open up to your Gemaras. Ksubas Pei Hei Amid Aleph. Okay. The Gemara has as follows. Have a look inside, please. The Gemara towards the bottom of Pei Hei Amid Aleph. An interesting story. The last few narrow lines it starts. Is that where it is? One second. The last narrow line. Amar Lahu Kisru Ki Zachavasa. They were asked, she was supposed to take a certain oath. I want you to write down on a piece of paper that if I swear, I get the money. When I swear, I get the money. Amalu Rabbi Barabaye, Kisvula, write it. Omar Papi, Mishum the Asisi Mimulo, and Mr. Mil, you're all wrong. Omarava, Hayashrata the Daini, it's called the Kiyom Ashtar, and they ought to certify that certain signature is in fact legitimate. The Michtavi Mikame the Nechvuse, which is written before the Edom speak about Achasimus Yadayu, that they speak about the fact that it's their signature. Psula, Alma Merzik Ashikra, looks like a lie. Rashi, Ashrata, look at Rashi, Ashrata, Lashon Chozek, for Yashikochacha, Ashrata the story, Kiyom Ashtash, the coast of Diana, but most of Plas Avina, for also Ploni, Ploni, Vasidu, the Hasimas Yadayu, via Shrinu, the Kaiminu, we certify that they said it's their signature. The Nechbe Shehidu, Zem, Xav Yadi, Merzik Ashikra, Lichtov, Nishba, Plonis, Bela Nishba. Or it says, Velesa, but that's wrong, with Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman, oh, by Rav Meir, I feel the Messiah, by Ashba, the Chosku, and Asala, Kosher. If you find a Nachman in the garbage, you can use it. The Rabbana, the Pliga, Rav Meir, and the Gita Nosh, and the Mil Shema, Shar Shtoris, Bodile. So therefore, Rav Osa, it comes out, very fascinating, there must be a pshat. Let's go a little bit further. Mar says, "Shtar shelovo proba ino chol shelovo tefal shibuda." Tefal shibuda. Aval emelzei keshikra concludes the top line of payment base. Lo chayshinon. Bottom line is lo chayshinon, Rabosai. However, take a look if you don't mind in Tosfos Chof Aleph Amud. Beis. Chaf Aleph on the Beis. We're about to give a look, please. Chaf Aleph on the Beis of Tosfos. Half Tosfos. Here the Gemara quotes, Ashrat and the Dani, it's Merzik and Shikr. Tema! The Porach with Rav Papi, with a Perek HaKotze, we just saw it. Masik the lesson of Rav Papi, with Rav Nachman Bechule. Why ask Rav Papi, you don't fast like him? The Yod, says a Gittin Chol Vavah Bebeis, Rav less than the Rav Papi. How can you ask Rav Papi over here against Rav? We know Rav disagrees with Rav Papi. So the Tosk is a series of Terutz. Terutz number one. The A Loma, second narrow line, is an A Loma. Don't say, Dachi Parach, Kevan Yomar, Mishachosmu Ein Meiden Bechonav, Vechosein, Alma Chayshin Lebezik Shikra. If Cain, Misha Kosu Achalo Chosmu Nami, Dixiva Nami Merzik Shikra. What is Tosfos suggesting over here? What's he saying? That means we should not make a distinction. What distinction? Only Chasima is Merzik Shikra, but not Ksiva. How do you like that? That's what he's suggesting. Not only that, the Rush, in fact, holds our way. We spoke about it a while ago. Remember we saw, but Ksivi Mehini Yivashili. If you remember the Rush said Rabbi Basis on the Maram Akomas earlier, that Ksivi means Chasimi. Nothing wrong where you write it, where you sign it. So Tosfos Ein Lomar is, Merzik Shikra's only problem if you sign it, not if you write it. I told you, for example, I feel like Subas in New York in my office, which is, do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Like something came out of my screen. As long as you're hearing me and seeing me, I'm hearing you and seeing you. I hope that we don't go off. Something's on my screen. Huh?
No, we're good.
Something's on my screen. I don't know why.
Probably to exit out of it.
I guess someone's probably emailed it to my son-in-law, whatever it is. Okay. As long as it doesn't affect us. So, Rabosa, listen carefully. I fill out the ksuva here in New York, and you can get married in the teaneck. So we said, if you recall last week, because I only write it, I don't sign it. That's an A Lomar in Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't like it, for whatever reason they don't like it. But that's what A Lomar, we'll see, is a Yesh Lomar, according to many other individuals. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Rabosai, in our Tosfos. Let's look very carefully. Let's look very carefully. Watch. Watch. Tirus Rabbeinu Tam, with the 10th narrow line. The Derech HaShas LaHachos HaFilei B'Dovad Lo HaMi'ilchusof. Rabbeinu Tam Paskins Lo Chayshina LeMerzik HaShikra. Now we're standing on Gemara Sekasha. Rabbeinu Tam is straightforward. We are not worried about Merzik HaShikra at all. That's the simplest teretz of all. Rabbeinu Tam, that's teretz number one. Teretz number two. Yesh Mefarshim. The less Adam Bakosev and get Chavav, the little boy and the name of the lesser of Papi, doesn't mean that he's wrong. And the less of the Kusha, why? She the Damos Ashrata Shumaisa Bezdin, Lishar Shkoros. The Bemasa Bezdin, the Chuliyama Chayashir, the Melzik Shikra, Rabosai. So Maisa Bezdin, we pass, can Melzik Shikra is a problem? A regular star, it's not a problem. It's not a problem, Rabosai. That's teretz number two in Tosfos. What is teretz number three? The very end of Tosfos. What's the end of Tosfos? Look carefully at the end of Tosfos. The Ribi. L'chadchila v'adei chashina l'melzik ishikra. Yasvino b'hini, Dorot b'shili, etc. B'diyevet lo chashina. That's the third teretz of Tosfos. Let's chazer again. The first teretz distinguishes between writing and signing. Tosfos doesn't like it. The second teretz of the Rabbeinu Tam is that we deny Merzik Hashikra completely. The third teretz is a difference between a Maisa Bezin versus a plain star. And the fourth answer Tosfos is that the distinction between the Chatchila and B'diyevet. So four different hebrews in Tosfos. The first we call an A Lomar, which we consider to be a Yesh Lomar. We have as a Yesh Lomar. This Yesh Lomar is found in the Ritva. Ksiv alone. Hold on. One second. It's no problem. Chasima is a problem. Okay. But in Gittin, the Ritva adds, not sure the Ritva again, this really the Ritva, that if here's a fifth answer, we have four Tosfos, a fifth answer, if what I write is a lie when I write it, it will become true later on, then it's good. If it will never be true, then it's not good. Rav Shlomo Zalman held this way. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you predate the document, so Hevel Inter was never true on that day. It was the same day, it's not true now, it'll be true in an hour from now. It was an earlier day, it'll never be true, it's a sheker, and it's a big, big problem called Rav Shlomo Zalman. Would be based upon this ritva, which is found in Gittin, Daf Chav Vav, Amud Beis. Okay, it's very important. Hini and Shili will never be true. The wrong date in Ksuba will never be true. Yom HaKinyan will never be true, etc., etc. Now, teretz number six, if you will, although it's not, it's Kasha, Frank Tosis in Bava Metzia, on your base. I guess you see it. I'm a bad kosvin. It's a mefurisha mishnah. Kosvin shtar lelove, afal pi she'ein mal ve'imo. You can write a document for the lova. The lova says he borrowed $100 from the malva. And when the malva's not there, and nothing's happening in there, it's not considered to be a problem of merzik hashikra. Why not? He's signing a lie. Suggests the ritva like this. If the so-called lie is to the benefit of the person who authorizes it, then it's no problem. I'm the lover. I want to buy $100 from you. They have to be ready in an instant so you can just do a transaction quickly before you make a $1 million deal. So since I'm the one who's going to be held against, it says I owe the millionaire $1 million, I have the right to have it written from my behalf even if before it happened. It's never a problem. Melzik HaShikra. In that kind of a case. That's the ritva in Gittin. And I asked you to see on the Maram HaKomos, the footnote number 54 star, or asterisk, whatever it is, on Gittin, on Ksubas Chafalf the base, where he actually quotes this distinction. So we have six distinctions between when you do say Ma'azik HaShikra, you don't say Ma'azik HaShikra, etc. Again, if it hurts me, it's not a problem according to this Tosis in Masech Tov and Metzia, and not for you. How do we pass it in all this? We spent so much time just now talking about this Ma'azik HaShikra. Six different sheetahs. How do we pass it in Allah HaLamaisa? So, Baruch Hashem, I have over here a Sefer, it's called, you know it all. Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpah here. See it? Big volume. Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpah. You probably grab up from behind it. Do some of that, but I'll say it about Pep, not to take additional time. It's Simon Lamed Tes, Rabosai, Sif Yud Gimel. Choshen Mishpah. You look it up later on your own. Have a chance. Lamed Tes, Sif Yud Gimel. It's a lengthy sif. And here the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Lamed Tes, Sif Yud Gimel. You're passing, you should not be writing a document which is a sheker. If a malveh tells you, the malveh, not the loan, the malveh tells you, write a document that Reuben owes me $100. Don't give it to me at Chas V'Shalom, that'll be terrible. Hold on to it. In case Reuben will borrow $100, give it to me. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, that kind of a shtar should not be signed. Even if it's going to be true, before you give it to him, it doesn't make a difference. So we reject that teretz. What about a kiyum hashtar? A kiyum hashtar. So that's also discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Mosai. Kiyum hashtar. And there it says that, listen very carefully, it's very important to know where we're holding. A kiyum hashtar may be written, but not signed. May be written and not signed. This may be a matter of dispute between the Shach and the Ta and the Sma. It's a little bit complicated. Is it permissible to sign if it ultimately will become true? If it will become true. That's another teretz. Another teretz, since you all have the Gemara Ksubas in front of me and we haven't seen enough of it, open to the Korban Asanel, if you don't mind. Perek Beis Simon. No, it won't be. It's a Gid. Take it back. In Perek Beis Simon Chaf. No. It's a Ksubas on the Sukkah of Chaf Aleph. Take a look. Perek Beis Simon Chaf. Sifkaten Reish. He quotes the other terrorists that we had seen. Perek Beis Simon Chaf Os Reish. There we go. Lesalach Pircha, the Parmer of Papi. Why? Lochayesh Melzig Shikra Beshar Shtaras. Only by a Maisa Bezdin. Host Reish at the bottom, he says. Okay. Says, Rava Moda Vidama the Lesser Masa Bez Lo Hashina the Melzig Shikra. That's the answer. And he wants a Paschal this way, Bezeb Boru. The Lo Kishach. Simon Mem Vav Sivkot and Samech, who doesn't like the rush. Because he says, Lesser Rav Papi means he's wrong completely. No! He's right by Kiyum Shtaras. So the Korban Asanel, in fact, gives Paskins that Shita, that for Shtaras we're not worried about Ma'azik HaShikra, and for Mais and Bezdin, we are worried about Ma'azik HaShikra. Now this brings back the Gemara and Gittin, now he said, Yuches, Aksuba is a Mais and Bezdin. Ksuba is a Maisa Bezdin. So perhaps it's a problem of a Merzik HaShikra. As the Shach know, it's going to be true one day. In other words, if we sign the document before it happened, but in another hour it's going to be true, it's no problem. So as long as the Ksuba is the right day, and even if it's predated, we said before, Asuka Mosinian and Makabal Kinyan, it when be a true document. There was a kinyan done on that particular day. And as a result, the shach passes, it's not a problem, halacha lemaisa of mezik and shikra, or of osai. So again, we've spent a lot of time. Seems to me much better to write for kanina in advance, because to many, many of the shikra, it's not a problem. Number one, it's only written, it's not signed. Now, there are a number of other. Some say we don't pass the mezik and shikra at all. Some say it's going to be true at the end of the day. So all these terutzim come together to allow. Some say it's going against the interest of the husband who's authorizing it. Bottom line, there are many heterim to do what we do, and if you try to leave out the space, in my view, it's yotzah schara behefseido, which you never know what kind of mistake is going to ensue as a result of that good intention to leave it out. So therefore, I think it should be put in from the beginning. That's kind of what I'm saying. That's part two of today's shiur. Now we start part three.
Doesn't the act of the subah as a shtar occur under the chuppah when the rab who's handling the whole business has two witnesses who become the bezdin, and that's in effect after the nisuin when it becomes a shtar kiyum?
I'm not hearing you well, but if you're asking is subah maisa bezdin or not, that's a good question. The Gemara suggests in Gittin Yud Ches subah is like a maisa bezdin, it's not a real maisa bezdin. That's why I told you, Rav Shechta Shalita puts the words Anan Sade into every ksuba, and Rav Shmuel Eliezer Stern of Ksuba says it's wrong, you shouldn't do that, because it's a bit of a Maisa Bezin, it's quasi Maisa Bezin. So, but the fact that it's quasi Maisa Bezin was defend our minute by Anan Sade, but it causes bigger problems from the Mezli Kashikra perspective, because when it comes to Maisa Bezin, Mezli Kashikra is more strict. Ad kind of also the topic of Mezik and Shikra, part two of today's shiur. Now, part three, Rabbi Osai, is the what we'll call it, the second segment of the Maram Makomis, which, as you see clearly right away, is fundamentally from Baba Basra. So, I have my Baba Basra. I'm sure some of you may all have also the Baba Basra, maybe you saw it earlier. I'm sure there's at least one behind you on the shelf. If you want to go into my room, it's probably locked. I'll give you I have others in my room. Otherwise, I'll just say it about Pen, and you'll look it up later on in the Bismedish, maybe you saw it earlier today. Baba Basra Bosai Kuf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, the last line. V'tzorech sheyachzor me'enyono shel shtar v'shita acharona. The last line should be a review. My timer. Why? Kuf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Amram. V'she'ein lemeiden v'shita achrona. We can't derive anything from the last line. So Rashbam explains, why not? Because the Eidim are not signing so close to the end of the shtar. You leave a little bit of space over there. A person can forge it. Add an extra line in between. So Rabbanim said, listen, we should repeat what happened in the shtar in the last line. Because you can't learn from any of the last line anyway. Very important. Very important. This is the psak which says over here. Again, repeat. Now, says the Rashbam, Uvishain Kosuv Vishtar Shor Vikaya Mairi. Torah Shtar does not say Shor Vikaya. Again, the impression. This is our shtaras all say Shor Vikaya at the end. You can have new things in the last line. There's no fear of forgery because of the appearance of those magical words, Shara Vakai. That's the impression that's conveyed over here. That's the impression which is conveyed. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Tosfos says to Kasha, Vitzorach. Tosfos Vitzorach is on the Maram Makomis, not the entire thing. Goes over to Omar Aleph, Tosfos Ramaskal Tzorich, Tosa says over here is on Kuf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Last few lines. Habeinu Torah Shtar Veleka. It was called the Torah Shtar. The Yochel Azayev can be forged. V'lo Dechiri Liyomim Rabim. The Eidim will not remember years later what exactly they had signed. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Kemesh Yochel Azayev Mitkir Dechiri. They'll remember what's going on. I, Rabbi Yochanan is Machshir. I feel the Mikan Ben Asar Yomim. Weren't you afraid of some kind of hanky panky? No. Ela begitin the leka rov tnoim. Hilkach mitka tekiri. And it'll remember that Reuven divorced Rachel. That they're going to remember. Aval b'shar shnoris mikan ad yud yomim lo. The rov and yonet tnoim and b'shtar v'lo dechil zma meruba. They're going to forget. They're going to forget. Okay? So when it, forgetting is a problem, it's a problem. And why not, so suggests Tosus over here, Kuf Samach Beis, end of the Dibur Maschil from the previous Omer, Dibur Maschil Ve Tzarech. Okay. Now, the problem is, what are we worried about over here? What are we worried about? So, Tosfos says, we're afraid they're gonna forget. And that means that Zayfonim, that foragers, are going to put something forged in there. And when the Edom see it later, they're not gonna remember if it was there before or not there before. That's the problem. Okay? When it comes to a get, there aren't so many conditions. So therefore, it's not a problem. So says Tosfos at the very end of Dibur Maschil V'Tzarech, Kuf Samach Aleph, going over to Kuf Samach Beis. Okay. Now, and they seem to say, Rabbi Osai, they seem to say that if a person did not do what he was told, he would not, there was no Chazaras Hashtar V'Shura Acharona. Watch this. The puzzle. It's mamish puzzle. If you didn't do what the Chazals told you to do, it's puzzle. Even with the Eved, the Shtar is puzzle. So suggests Tosus over here. Wow. A kind of a low plug. A low plug. Even if there's no empty line, so you can't really forge much, doesn't make a difference. Low plug. And the Rush and the Tur say this as well. However, the Mechaber is Mekel. Mechaberites and Simon Mem Dalet Sefalaf, the Shtar is not possible in such a circumstance. And the Rambam sounds that way, and even the Rashbam sounds that way. The Rashbam says on the bottom of Kuf Samach Aleph with Beis, Zesh on the coast of Mesov Ashtar, the Koninim in Ploni Bar Ploni in the Ploni, the Chomash and Kosel of Beforash Liel, Hanishim Beforash for Kofel Oinyan and Kosel Lamala. That's Sarov Shiyamzor. No Shundra Chiddush, Shum Tanai. No. Can't derive from Shita Achrona. That's what it says. It's very important. You see that Chazaras Hashtar is not only the magical words Shara V'Kayim, which we'll get to, but any other kind of review which we have typically in our Shtaras would suffice to be considered a chazara b'shita achron. Very important. Very important. Fine. Now we come to a bigger problem. Says the one in the third line. Hirchik esa edim in shnei shitim in aksav puzzle. There's two lines, it's puzzle. Why? Why? It says Rashbam. Im ein kosuv bo shara v'kayim. Oh, I feel yesh edim shlonosu bo davar dvarziyav mikom makom hashtar chasba b'yalmahu shlonase ketikun chachamim v'kinu v'apedayim. You pick your sword of Rashi. If it's not done tikun chachamim, the shtar is possible, it's worthless. Even though the particular fear for which reason the Chazal said you shouldn't do it may not apply in this particular case. That's what it says. What happens if you left one blank line between the end of the document and the signatures, one blank line, and you also were not chozer as a shtar b'shita achrona? Says the sma. It would be kosher. Because you cannot learn from the shita achrona because of lo plug. The shach suggests there's no chashash ziyuf, because the obviously didn't leave two blanks, would have made the whole thing possible. Maybe you'll have made the mishita achrona in that particular case. More than that, there are more. This is all found, Rabosai, in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Mem Dalet. I have my Shulchan Aruch here. Simen Mem Dalet. And those who have it, those who didn't see it, could look at it later. Here we go. Tzorach lahavzer meinyono shel shtar b'shita achrona. She'ein o'edim b'chol la'atzamtem shi'achtu b'yatzal l'chzav. Ve'eshlochu shem heinichu shem k'dei shita v'kosef ha'mezayim shem ma'asherotza. But just do whatever you want. So writing all kinds of things. You owe me $1 million. That is a serious problem. A serious problem, Rabbi Osai. Fine. Says the Shach, the Kanina Yiploni Yiploni is also part of Chazaras Hashtar. I didn't read it yet. But you said before, Kana Miyodo. So, that's a problem. It's not a Dabba Chodosh. The Gam Kimis Stama, Osu Eidem Mashabigash Mehen. So it's not really a serious problem. Not a serious problem. He says, it's Bechlal Chazaras Hashtar. The Kanina. Not so critical. It's not really something new. It's not something new. You can learn it from Shita Achrona as well. So writes the Shach at Simen Mem Dalet, Siv Katan Aleph. Oh. Now, go a little bit further. There's an important sma. Mashakasa b'sof hashtar the konina b'ploni b'ploni is also chazaras hashtar. Fine, even though it was never written before. Al v'shlo nechta b'mala al she'omer halova le'edim she'yiknu b'yodo le'milva v'lokasa b'kein v'kein asu d'kona b'yei ad the b'sof shakasa b'konina. The comic of Kavan, the ain't another Chodesh Legamri. Come keep his stomach also at the Mashabigash Mehen. And therefore, it's considered to be what we call Chazaras Hashtar, as the Shach writes in the Sma. Simon Mem Dalin, Sif Koton Aleph. Very, very important. Very important. Very important. Comes the Ramah. Behold, they lemaid in Mishita Achrona, Haina Bimokom, Sheyesh Chashash Emezieh. Aval Mashita Achrona Lechovas Motzi Ashtar, the made the Mimena Divan Loziev. He goes against me. I asked the Sina since it comes to the new Luka Yosef. He goes against me, then there's no problem. No Chashash Ziv. But there were those who say it doesn't make a difference. It's a low plug. No, nobody has to go for this low plug. He would say it's permissible in this kind of a situation. Oh. Comes the Gemara, Rabosai. Again, it's all the Ma'am Kamas, but the master of Kuf Samach Amad Beis. Kuf Samach Amad Beis. Says the Gemara, look carefully, please, if you don't mind. Look in. But the master, if you have it, on the screen or in person, in the actual old fashioned way, Kuf Samach Amad Beis. The Gemara says, in the Sept of the master, on the Kuf Samach on the base as follows. The Gemara wants to know the following problem. It's a serious problem which you have to tackle. The last six lines. V'nechosh dilma kod zayef v'kosef maida boy V'chassim osadi. What's Rashi mean? Rashbam? The Sof Ashtar? Because the Edom on top is called a Get Mekushar? Answer the Gemara. Watch this now. The Ksiv Be'Shorer V'Kayim. That's Rashi. Meshad Nekosuba V'Sof Ashtar Shorer V'Kayim. Dahino Ochocha Shol Sof Ashtar. Ben Yochel Od La'ol Zavachrov. Once those two words are written, that's the end of the document. Whatever I afterwards is suspect, you're not worried about any kind of Ziyufim. After that point. So it says in Tosfos, so says the Gemara, on the Kuf Samach, Amud Beis. Of course, the question becomes, wait a minute. Maybe, B'nei Chush, look inside, please. Dil Mekosim by the boy, Mehoda Mekosim, B'Shar V'Kayim Achrini, is right, you put an extra Yomi $1 million, and the Shar V'Kayim again, answer the Gemara, Chad Shar V'Kayim Kasvina. Trey Shar V'Kayim, Lo Kasvina. You can't have more than one Shar V'Kayim. So you're guaranteed that whatever's there is legitimate. It's legitimate. This is what it seems to say over here. Okay? This is what it says. Okay. Now, says the Rashbam, let's take a look. Top Tosis. Top Rashba. Or Rav Amar, if you say, made a mission of one. Mission ain't even called the car of Hassi Mosul called Kak Besomach, Besof Hashtar. We need to rev up Ben Hashtar, the Hassi Mosul. The Yochel Otto Mazai for the host of time, she died. The Rabbanon, Lazar, Menyano, Shoshtar, Beshita, Achrona, Levilti, Shemikose, Bor, Dover, Shetzark, Shoyim, Zifu, Bo, Zifu, Lachazman, Enno, Mavsin, and Klum, Ebo, Dilman, Emeno, Shekvar, Kosov, Koz, Elimba, Love, Gabim, Zifu, Bo, Zifu, Shishin, Zachok, Acha, Shemenyano, Shoshar, Shtar, Shemishita, Achrona, Ben, Ashtar, Laedim, Malav, Lomorin, Shemen, 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 Achrona. Fine. This is the question. This is a serious matter. Get a pressure in the Rashbam. If you said Shara V'Kayim, perhaps you can in fact learn from Shita Achrona. As the Tosa seems to say right over here, on Kuf Samach Bezim and Aleph, Fisha Ein the Maiden, be Meir Lohir Kos Shara V'Kayim. Favish. L'chein Le'il Meir Shita Achrona. This is the Tosa suggests. So Rav Olsay, I understand what's happening over here. Very important discussion. Perhaps Shara V'Kayim should make the problem go away. If you have Shara V'Kayim, it's kosher. Get the fresh in Rav Olsay. Even if it's more and two lines away. What does it say? Look at the Rashbam, Kuf Samach Beis. Hirchik Esa Eidim, Shnei Shitim, Min Aksav Posel, In Ein Kosev Bo, Shara V'Kayim. Rabbo say many of our Ksubis, there's more than root move for two lines until the end of the text. You hear me?
Yeah, sure.
Something I might pop up again. To the end of the text, and the signatures. According to we just saw in the Rashbam, it's not a problem. All of our Ksubis say Shara V'Kayim. However, in Tosus Lefi, towards the very end, Chazir again, Tosus says, watch. The Chenir Levi, the last four lines, Tosus Kuf Samu Beis. To me, the Nog, the Lichtav Shara V'Kayim, the Shnaras, the beginning of Moshe Yisrael, nonetheless, Hirchik Shnei Shitin is puzzled. Why? Not a little plug, a different shot. Dilma Goyiz Lega Lahoyloi, you will cut off the top of the document. The cost of who Bishnei Shitin, the aid of Hey Bishita Shlishis, You better concoct the whole mishtar with those two lines. Dov Winston owes me $1,000. I'll put it in those two lines, and you're stuck. It's room for a forgery. As a matter of fact, this is quoted in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch as well, also in the Ma'amar Makomos. Simon Mem Hey Sivov. Get the push shot in a moment, that's to be passing so in Rashi. I feel you do I should host it below Zia Boshim Davar. Doesn't matter, low plug. So what appear? Simon, Mem, Hey, and Hoshim Mishpit, Sif. Vav. Sif Vav. Oh. Now. Sometimes. Oh. I've seen it many times. The last line of the Ksuba only has three words. What are three words? Hakol, Shari, Vekaya. Because people make a mistake and they think that every word until then is considered to be brand new. And it says after Davar Chodosh, all the Chodoshes had three words. Had three words: Hakol, Shara, V'Kayim. Not everyone is so happy with this kind of a calligraphy. As a matter of fact, in the beautiful Sefer Mishpat Aksuva, he talks about this as well, and he's not happy. I'll read you what he says. Perek Mem Dalet in the Sefer, I believe. Here we go. In Sarah Shemeshur Achroni Yakos of Rak, Hakol Shara V'Kayim. Many documents are that way. Uchurma Shalol and Tzorach, he doesn't like it. And it even causes what he calls Kilkulin. He's not happy with that. Remember we saw the Rashbam at Kuf Samachal who said that the Kanina is also considered Chazoras Hashtar. It's not really new. That's, of course, a reason to be mangled if you forgot it. There's no space in particular. The Rashbam says the Kanim is also considered to be Chazor, as I said before. And the Smas is exactly the same thing. As long as it's not considered brand new, it's considered to be a chazara. This is the Ra, the Sma, the Simon Mem Dalet of Kotten Aleph. Watch this. Came and say the Dabba Chorosh Lagamri. We already know that the Adam were there. It's not considered to be a problem. Oh, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Now, watch this. Now, what happens? I've seen this also. You probably also saw it. They want to center it. I've seen it so many times. It's a, you know, a wide blank, and they finish the mud of the kosher mikveh, and that is so much space. They'll put in the middle line. A handful of center in between. Three words I call sharp and kind. There's this much space on this side, this space on this side. What's the din? He says it's puzzle. It hurts. Not explicitly. They're all puzzle. Why are they puzzle? Why are they puzzle? This is found in Simon Perek Mem Dalet and his beautiful savior, Sif Dalet. Ksupa with sharp and kind in the middle of the document. It's a big problem. It's a big problem. It could be a ziyuf. How so? The person could write Eisen in the middle, watch. And there's this much space between the end of the right side and where I started signing. So on that very day, we'll get an individual. We'll sign, I owe this person $1 million. And that'll be it. it's Efshalus Nazayef. That's why a suggestion is made that it's no good if you sign Shara V'Kayim in the middle of it. Now, you know what you can do? Do what my Rebbe used to do. Yes, though.
There's always like space in the ksuba to write extra stuff. Like, it just seems like there are certain cases where we're selecting to call Mechsi Kashikra, but meaning it always be Mechsi Kashikra because there's always somewhere you can write something.
Good question. Try to preclude it as much as possible. We'll see what kind of handwriting has to be in. We'll see it in a moment, Mr. Shem. Now, listen for a second. So there are those who get out the way my Rebbe used to get out. Right? Hakol, Shor, Mekayim, and the whole line. Hakol. The hey could be like this. And the kof could be like this. Right? And the resh. And the other resh. And then again, the mem sofit. Oh, this could, each one of these could be humongous.
Have you put space between the running ksuvas here that you gave us as a kol shor v'kayim?
I don't hear you, Yaakov. What?
One of the ksuvas that Rebbe gave us has a kol shor v'kayim on one line, but they put a lot of space between each word.
Right.
So then
That's not ideal. A, it's not ideal b'chlal, and B, if the letters are elongated, I think they are. It's also, he doesn't like it too much. He says, my Rebbe always elongated words in order to fill up the spaces. He's not happy because it says in the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Mem Beis, Siv Gimel, I'll read you the line, Simen Mem Beis, Siv Gimel. Look what he writes. Mitikun Shtaros, he says, all the letters should be written the same way. Osyosef Domo Zulazu. Yaksav Miyusha Vishama Bechol Dvarov. Shouldn't be too far apart, should be too close together. But it also means Lichora, that the letters should look the same. But my Rebbe would extend those letters far, far, far. It's not a fulfillment pashtus of Simon Membeis Sif Gimel. Now, of course, he didn't leave spaces. He didn't make it, biggest spaces or smaller spaces, which is exactly the words of the Shulchan Aruch, but you want Ksav, Meyusha, Meshava, Bechol Dvorov, even though you're not Marchik, Osir, Zum, Izzy, Osir, Medai, as they did in, Yaakov correctly points out in the Ksav you have, there's a greater separation between the letters more than usual. It should be closer or further, it should be the same. But still, the letters themselves were a little bit stretched out. I told you, at my wedding, Rav Soloveitchik wrote a gimbal like this, fill out the mishpacha name for Willig. And, my cousin didn't think it looked like a gimbal. My aunt reminded me of this just today when I spoke to her here in Yerushalayim. She told me, remember that time when my son almost passed the ksuba? I said, yeah, I remember. She remembers that many years later. Okay, so she has a good memory, Baruch Hashem. The woman now is 90 years old. She remembers these things. Okay? So this is a bit of a problem. So now, at first glance, what could be done is put the Hakol Shara V'Kayim at the beginning of the line. At the beginning of the line. That's all. Don't put it in the middle of the line. Put it at the beginning of the line. And then you can, if you want it, elongate it. As you said, Yaakov, flip the whole line. Should be okay. You don't need to. You can fill up the first half of the line. No problem.
What about the space just to the left of it, though?
Who cares? Ah, you're afraid they'll put something in that space.
Yeah.
The ain't the made the Achrona. So whatever they put there, we won't learn from it. That's okay. It should be okay. It should be okay. And what you also can do is to have other words on the last line before Shara V'Kayim. Many ksumas are that. I think most ksumas are that way. It says, there's nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong whatsoever. Now we come to what happened if there's a mistake in the ksumas. This is the last part of today's shir. My clock is at 2 o'clock New York time, if I'm right. So we're going to end the shir within a half an hour. We don't want to go late. There's a Gemara in Masechta the Baba Basra about erasures in a document. Kuf Samach Aleph Med Beis Kol HaMachokim Kulon Tzarech Sheyichto V'dein Kiyumeho. Anything which is erased and fixed, at the bottom has to say V'dein Kiyumeho. I told you Rav Moshe at that famous story when he left at the space of the Kanina, wrote down Tavis Bikanina Nichta Bein Ashitin between the lines Vize Kiyuma. Well, they wrote Vidain Kiyume. I don't want to remember. I have to get a hold of that Ksuba. I'm gonna get a hold of it. Remind me to get back to the States to get a Xerox copy. My wife's friend. Can you remind me though on Sunday? I should try to get a copy of Rav Moshe's Saviyat. That's a make a Xerox for me. What he wrote exactly, how he did it. I'm pretty sure that's what he said. I think he said V'dein Kiyumo, V'dein Kiyume. I'm not sure what exactly he wrote. I remember seeing it at the time. We'll see how good my memory is if we can get our hands on it. Now, it's interesting that if something is erased. But what happens if there's no erasures? The Rav Moshe did. Nothing was erased. He used a carrot. Is that the right word to use? You took a little. You know the word for a carrot? I asked you to see the Nebuka Yosef in the Sechta Baba Basra. It's Ayin Heyam at base. I read you from what I can see. I have a Baba Basra in front of me. Ayin Heyam at base. The Nebuka Yosef says as follows. Says that the big problem is mechoking. That's a problem. The whole star is puzzle. Maybe something else was there. That's mechoking. But tuluyos is not such a big deal. Kilo mekayim lehu kol star kosher. In other words, Elish and Eilim made it, may also Tluya. Rabosai, worst case scenario, Rav Moshe Rabin is hearing the word Mekanina in a Tluya, between the lines. You don't like it? No, so it's not there. We saw before that according to Rabbi Yosha, the Shah's kosher, anyway, he's almost no gaps. You know that the Mekanina is not there. An erasure is much worse than a Tolu. That's what the book of Yosha writes over here on page Ayin Hayim and Beis in Masechta Baba Basra. I see I made a little error. My Makoma starts with the word V'das Ramban. This is a few lines before that. We'll start from Omer HaMachaber, which is a few lines before that. The end begins with narrow lines. He says that the Tluyos are not as bad as Mechokim. Because Tluyos, worst case scenario, you won't learn from that word. So the Kanina could either be a disaster, according to Meshulam Roth, or it could be nothing, according to Rabbi Yoshev. But if you have an erasure, that is much worse. I've seen erasures in Ksubis, and it's really a significant problem, possible entire shtar. There are more rights that way. There are more rights as follows. In Choshen Mishpat, Simen Mem Dalet, Sif Hey, it's on the Makoro sheet. But there are more rights. Watch this. V'yesh Omim Dimhoya HaMachak. Below the sky and possible kol hashtar, shema hayot kosuv chov olubal hashtar v'nimchak. Elim kein muchach mitoch hashtar mashayam mechak ozol nifsol kol hashtar. Yeah, it couldn't possibly be something which is going to damage the individual who's writing. I was once at a wedding where they gave the name of the father on the phone, long distance. to be filled out by the rabbi. And they said his name is Harav Yaakov. But to play telephone, they wrote in the big place, Avraham Yaakov. Harav, Avraham, sounds the same. Israelis, you know. They took a erasure, scratched off the word Avraham, and put in Harav. It's so terrible. Another thing that ever happened to Mike Suba. Mike Suba, that the Rav Pasch was 100 years early. Am I telling that story? So my cousin took a penknife, scratched out Sheish, and put in Sheva. He said, I can sign it. Luckily, one of the Adam left. So one of the Adam signed it. I didn't even know about it. And then I got a fancy ksuba with one eight. I kept it for many years, and I think I threw it out. I don't have an extra ksuba. I already have a ksuba. An RCA ksuba, mind you, with Messiah the Shmaya on top. Oy. But you know, that's what happened. You cross it out. It's not such a good thing to do, because it can pass the entire star in certain circumstances. But, however, I have to tell you that what I just told you before about the name, Harav Yaakov, Avraham Yaakov, in some ways it's even worse. I asked you to see a Tosefta in the Sefta Baba Basra, Perik Yud Aleph, Halacha Hey. I'll read you the Tosefta. It's really only one line I want to read. It's the beginning of it. Shtar Sheyesh Bo Mechak Otolui Migufo Posel Shalom Migufo Kosher. What does gufo mean? Gufo means the main part of the document, which presumably means the name, the date. So in the case of Rav Yaakov, that was migufo. And they didn't put any kiyum on the bottom of the ksuba. So it's under a little bit of a cloud. But the bottom line is, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Gufa means the name, the amount of money, etc. The time, like in the case of my cousin, may not be so bad because it's kosher without any time, according to many authorities. That's what he suggests. So the Nachla Shiva, Rabbi Osai, I tell you, he's the Bible about shtaros. So the Nachla Shiva writes in Simon Gimel that the word you say is Os Ploni. The Bain Chiti Dain Kiyumi. What Teva Plonis? Where does that come from? Again, that expression of Dain Kiyumeo comes from the Gemara I read you before on Kuf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. Kol HaMachokim Kulan Tzorov Shichto V'Dain Kiyumeo. Dain Kiyumeo. Says the Sefer Mishpat HaKsuba the following very good idea. Excellent idea. I don't know if people do it or don't do it. He writes as follows. He writes that the proper thing to do is to read the entire document before you write the magic words Shara V'Kayim. So in case there's room for any corrections, you'll do it before you get to the words HaKol Shara V'Kayim. Very nice. Once you read Shara V'Kayim, you find a mistake, you have a problem. You have to write twice Shara V'Kayim. You're not supposed to have, we saw, you're not supposed to have twice Shara V'Kayim, because the whole idea of Shara V'Kayim is such a good idea, it prevents a problem. We saw before of Shema Yosef Yisayev, because Shara V'Kayim, that's the end. If you have two Shara V'Kayims, so again, you're going to run into problems again. And this, in fact, is quoted the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai. Shulchan Aruch writes over here. Let me read it to you, the Shulchan Aruch. Hold on one second. Watch this. Ha'idna nagu lichtov kiyum mechokim utlios achar v'kanina. Vishahurgulu ato lichtov b'chol ashtaras shor v'kayim. Yev shalazayiv. Ulamei the Meshita Achrona. Betzar lachs the binyan shel shtar. If you write shor v'kayim, which we always do, mishavach shtar she'ein bo shor v'kayim posel. Then he says, v'mkosu bo trei shor v'kayim kosher. If you have two shor v'kayims, it's good. It's good. Ideally, you shouldn't do it. Of course, the question becomes, why is it good? Why is it good? Are we afraid they're going to put certain things in if they're two shor v'kayims? So, bottom line, it's a complicated story. I don't want to go into it right now. There are mechaber paskins that if the b'dieved it's kosher, the rabbanan says l'chatchila, it should not be done. And if he did not write Shor HaVekayim after the Kiyum, then for sure it's possible. It's for sure possible. As a matter of fact, in the Gemara, you will not find the words HaKol Shor HaVekayim. You won't find those words. What words will you find? You'll find the words Shor HaVekayim. It's on Kuf Sadach and Beis Lozabana. Shor HaVekayim. What's HaKol Shor HaVekayim? You know what it means, HaKol Shor HaVekayim? In case you use a mistake and you make a correction, you have to say HaKol Shor HaVekayim to teach that you're certifying that it's all true. Not the shtar, only the shtar itself, but the tikkun also. And therefore the minig became that we always write HaKol Shor HaVekayim. You know, in Shas Bali you'll never find it. This is plain Shor HaVekayim. Plain Shor HaVekayim. That's it. And what'll happen if you find a mistake after they already signed? Oy vavoy, they already signed it. Or both say in the Mordechai that I asked you to see, Tof Resh Mem Aleph on the Marav HaKomos. Tof Resh Mem Aleph Masech the Baba Basra. I'll read it to you. Here we go. Tav Resh Mem Aleph. Here we go. I'm reading the words of the Mordechai. Tav Resh Mem Aleph Mem Abatzvah. Omer Reed. Atta Lefisha Ein Ono Bekiyin. One second. Trei Shor V'Kayim Lo Kasvina. Says, Afilohachi ein nira lifsol in shemdava kosum in a edem lamata, vishem chos meir alo sadava. Edem signed twice. Edem signed twice. Vien lo madachi echi the trey shor of a kayam lo kasvina. Hochi nami trey zimni lachsad lo chasimi. No. Eshomadach ksuki sadi vishikra lo marzakinan. So writes the Mordechai Tov Resh Mem Aleph. That's what he says. Rabbi Yehuda Mimagensa, you wrote to live so, Volodir Liri. Stop. So Rabosai, I have to tell you that I had this case recently. I had this case, Rabosai, at Talmud's wedding very recently. I'm not kidding around. I'll tell you in a second how it happened. Watch this. The Shulchan Aruch writes over here, Sif Yud Aleph, Neramo. The Kol Shekein in Kosov is a dover lamata mechasimas Eden. V'chazru v'chazru the kosher, who's the source? Mordechai, Perek et Poshet. We just read it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, listen carefully. Watch this. What do you do? After you signed, you write as follows. Kach mekach mechokim de'ispe ki amnum ki dekhozi v'akol shor v'kayim v'yarzu v'yachtimu shneim. That's exactly what I did in my case. Now Rav Moshe didn't do it that way because he caught the mistake before they signed it. I found the mistake after I signed it. They had to sign again. Not only that, we signed again. You have to put, again, Hakol Shor V'Kayim has to be all there another time. And guess what? I think I'm the first person to do it. Oh, no. Over here, this beautiful sefer, Mishpat Suba, Perek Mem Dalet. Sif Tes. I think it is. Hold on. 1 minute, please. No. Excuse me. Mem Hey Sif Tes. Try that. Watch this. He tells you a story of the stipler. Yeah. A story of the stipler. That there was such a case. He tells that this actually story really happened. I find it here. Of course, we just saw Mem Dalet Sifir Aleph. Based on the Rashba. Ulamaisa Ra'inu Ksuma Ksabyad Rabbeinu Agrai Kanyevsky Zal Asha Ose Sakiyu Mitachas Nechasim HaSaedim Kemo Shekosab Nukan. And he has a photostatic copy of that Ksuma. Dov, you can look behind you at Mishpat HaKsuva, Chelek Ches. It's probably right behind you, Mishpat HaKsuva. You see it over there? There's a whole series. Is Chelek Ches there? It's the last one?
Yeah, right here.
He says, I don't know if he has a lot of Ksuvas in photostat in the back. Maybe you'll find this one. I don't know, maybe there's 100 of them. I don't know how many has photostat. Xaviat of the stipler who did it. Let me tell you what happened in my case. Rabosai, this case happened a few weeks ago. One of the Bachrim, a Talmud of mine, married a Balas Tshuva in a distant city. And I filled out the Ksuba. When I spoke to Chosin and Kala, I asked them, as I always do, is there a Kohen, is there a Levi? And they said no. As the local rabbi is reading the Ksuba, he mumbles under his breath in a kind of a stage whisper, the father got called up from Mashul as a Levi. The father was called up as a Levi. Meanwhile, no one told me. I'm not sure the Caliph realized this, what it really meant. Now I'm stuck. When Halevi was missing twice, you know, because he read the father's name at the beginning and at the end, what did I do? The first time I was lucky, the name was Ben something. I wrote Halevi in the margin. The second time, Halevi was what we call a tolui, with a little carrot between the lines. So after, underneath the signature of the Eidah, like this. Tevas Halevi, nichta michutz lashita, uben ashitin, v'dein kiyumo. And the Adam signed the names a second time on that same line. There was no room. The calligrapher's design, there was no room to sign. There was only one line left. That's what I did. Is it ideal? Maybe not. But we shall see soon, maybe tomorrow, Shir, maybe Sunday, if you left out Alevi completely, would also be good. So the stakes weren't that high. That's what I did, and that's what the stipler... You found the stipler, Saviad?
Yeah.
What page?
It's Tuna Mem Dalet.
Tuna Mem Dalet. He showed all the Chevra. Mamash Xavyan. I'll try to get Rav Moshe Xavyan, which is a bit of a different case. Leave that if I can. Next week. Okay. Now. Fine. Unfortunately, he says over here that you have to write a whole Nusach this kind of a case. Namely, Hareyak Suba Kula Busheres Chazara. What does that mean? Otherwise, you're afraid that the key was only going on the mistake and not everything else. I'm not sure what the big deal. They already had a key before. He has to have to give it to him a second time. He has to give it to her a second time. I didn't do it because, you know, Halev is not really ma'akev. But I must tell you that the chassan noticed they were doing something. Whoa, yeah, the chassan asks us, he's walking in to get into the dancing. Am I in trouble? He asks us. So I was with two Aiden who signed again. I said, no, it's, we're just to fix it up. Okay, fine. That was good. It's better he should authorize us to fix it up. Without authorization, perhaps the fixing up would not really accomplish much because what's called Oscar Aiden Shlichusa. Keep that in mind.
They have to write a second time a call shower of a kind again?
I did a second time.
The stipler didn't.
No?
No.
I don't believe it. No shower of a kind a second time?
Maybe Edom signed again, but there's no.
Wow. Really? That to me, that's surprising. Wow. Oh, my. I thought he says. Hold on a second.
You did a better job of ordering.
Hold on. He says. He's just saying, yeah. Yeah, about Kol, Shor, V'Kayim, V'Yachsum, V'Yachsum, V'Shneim. Before Shemachaber. I can't believe it. Mechaber said in Mevdal, if you're out. They didn't say it. I have a Tzorach here on the cycle. I don't know.
Wait, does Rebbe have the Mishpat Ksuba there?
It's downstairs in my son-in-law's house. It's not in front of me.
Okay.
I have volume 5. If I make it downstairs, I'll look it up. So tomorrow, Shia. I both said tomorrow, Shia, I don't know what it's going to be. I'll call you.
Okay.
Yes, Calvin.
In Rebbe's situation, if Rebbe would not have told that chassan what he was going to do, wouldn't Zachin have worked in that case?
If I would not have told the chassan, we just have done it on our own?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be bad because the ksuba was kosher without it. You don't need a levi with the evan. But, you know, it's better if he happened to notice it, so we told him. We didn't make him give it to her a second time. Nah. We didn't make him do that. Now, it's true. Here in this beautiful safe here, I'm just going to read the page numbers in volume Hay, page Shin Ayin Dalid, and Hay. It's a simach to make a certain change. They didn't write the father's name. They didn't write Halevi, etc. He says you can fix it even after Mesiras Ksuba. We don't say Oksu Edom Shlichusam. Here the Ksuba's chair with the Eved, based upon a Tashbeitz. It says, write it and sign it the way it's proper. Lidatchem. So over here, when it comes to a ksuba, you can always fix it up in this kind of a situation. That's exactly what we did, based on what it says over here in Shin Ayin Dalet Sif Hey. Now, can you correct a tikkun in the Toref with, you know, in the main part of the document, which is the name? So the Nach L'Shiva says no. Others say yes. Fine. Can you add the Kanina after the document was already signed? According to many poskim, the answer is no. I thought they do that under chuppah. He thinks the answer really should be no. It's too late. Not only that, he says, you want to fix it up after the Mesira, it's only if the second Mesira is the same date as the first Mesira. What if when it was by day, he didn't discover the problem until the night, so it's a problem, because you're giving it over on a different day. That's not so simple. Oh. Now, Rabbi, our last point for today's shiur, I have 2:24 on my clock. Yeah, sorry?
Why doesn't the savings clause, where it says ketikun chachamim, help you when you have like a missing word like kanina? Because all of it is ketikun chachamim.
Unfortunately, I'm not hearing exactly clearly what you're saying.
In the text of the ksuba, it has like a savings clause. It says all of this is ketikun chachamim. So why doesn't that in essence, obviate the problem of missing Kanuna. It's all Ketikin Chachamim. It doesn't involve the names, the money. All right, it's a mistake, but it's all Ketikin Chachamim. So doesn't that save it?
I hear. Look, I want to say the mistakes that we're discovering are not catastrophic. The left out, you know, a lady, that's my case. From Moshe's case, we left out with a Kanina, potentially much worse case, for the Meshulam Roth to be a very serious problem. The case of my cousin had 100 years mukdam, it might also be considered a more serious problem. But they had Avram Yaakov and changed to Rav Yaakov, it might also be a problem. But these are problems, but let's not forget the fact that Ksuba was done for Kashrus. There were Eidim there, according to the Rambam, Eidim worked forever, even there's no document. And, you know, the document is probably kosher. And I'll mention this right now, that we'll discuss it hopefully again tomorrow. The Kala is none the wiser. She didn't learn Ksubas with us. She doesn't know it's a problem. So even if it is a bit of a problem, she's not going to say she has no smichas to ask, because she doesn't know that it's a problem. I'm going to mention that svar again going forward. Let me just end. I only have 2 more minutes. I want to end this one more final nakuda. The Mordechai says, speaking of, you know, a problem with the ksuba, what if the ksuba gets lost? It gets lost. So the Mordechai here in Masechta Ksubis has an important point, Rabbi Osai. This is a Mordechai which I ask you to see. Somewhere or other. Top line of the Maram Akamas. Kuflamit Beis, which was on Tuesday Shir, I couldn't find it. That was also in the Maram Akamas. That was Kuflamit Beis. But Kuflamit is also important. We'll just read this and we'll stop and we'll comment it a little bit more tomorrow, Bisyad Adishmai. And tomorrow again, you'll learn about Baba Basra, Bisyad Adishmai. But let me just read you this. 2 lines. Simon Kuflavid. He says as follows. He can sabach riva. The shtar ksuba raya ba'almohi. It's not a shtar kinyan. It's a shtar raya. You picked up the handkerchief. That's a kinyan. The irta sok subasa. Eina asurlo. The ha'ika eide kinyan. There were 2 eidim who saw they picked the handkerchief up. Vaha darminan os lada b'chulei. Hainu hecha deleka eide kinyin v'lo hikna l'ksuba. How do you like that? Get lost, big deal. There were 2 eidim. Say for a mitzvah's kosev, no. Davka yom echad o de yom v'mat sheyichte v'lo v'lo itiru ele b'shas ha-tzchak. So he is talking about tfisis metalchlin. I'm not sure he's talking about eidim as well. It's unclear in the Mordechai Simon Kuflamin. It's another reason to be more makel in our ksubas nowadays, because we have this possibility of it being a shtar raya, and if there are eidim, so then it should not be a problem. This is a very helpful piece of information going forward. Very, 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 very helpful. Now, having said so, what happens in the case where the shtar is what's called yochol his daif? It's forgeable. Does that make it worse? So, tune in tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. I hope to be able to Skype in. I'll call Dov on the phone, or I'll get a Skype address from wherever I'll be. I plan to be in Gush tomorrow, saying a shir. So after that shir, if it's time, when I finish, I'll be able to Skype in the shir. It'll probably be, if it is at all, it'll probably be much closer to 10 o'clock. Usually tomorrow is 10:45. It'll probably be a little bit earlier than that if it happens at all. Okay? Thank you for coming. We'll talk. Tell the camera what I'm missing. I missed that.
Okay.
Okay. Bye bye.
Yeah.
You'll be in
here yet? What?
You'll be in
here yet
tomorrow?
Yeah,
I guess you're, yeah. Okay. Yeah, are you joining us here? Just for now. I'll just grab it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
All right. That's excellent scripture. Did you see what happened in the Trayvon Martin case when they had a witness via Skype? No. Essentially, it was televised live, so people saw the Skype name. All of a sudden, hundreds of calls started coming in the middle of the court.
Oh, yeah?
Guy couldn't get a word in. One of the funniest things that ever happened.